Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and thank you for inviting me in your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. My, we had a great Easter. I trust you did too. And we certainly do appreciate you letting us come into your homes today, your automobiles, wherever you are, that we might tell you the beautiful story of Something to Believe In. Well, let's get our broadcast started today by doing this song here. It's got a great, great message, I think. Of course, the songs that we sing always has a great message. And this one says, it's been covered in red.
Sometimes past failures, they're brought to my mind. I feel so worthless, I'm broken inside. But I must remember what God's Word has said. Sins are forgiven and covered in red. In the depths of the sea, under the blood, never remember, because of His love. Though Satan reminds me, Jesus has said, forgive that forgotten and covered in red. On top of Mount Calvary, with nails in His hand, now He pleads for the guilty, forgiveness for them. Such love and compassion has never been seen. They're covered in red as He hung on the tree. In the depths of the sea, under the blood, never remember, because of His love. Though Satan reminds you, Jesus has said, forgive that forgotten and covered in red. Though Satan reminds you, Jesus has said, forgive that forgotten and covered in red.
Well, I guess it's left up to you and I to just accept, has He done it or has He not done it? And according to the Bible, He has done it, so let's accept it. And if Jesus has done it, then we know that it's been done right, because we have been accepted, we have been forgiven, and because it's covered in red. Well, let's go down to Heaven's grocery store and pick up a few things that we're going to need in life after sins have been forgiven. This song is called Heaven's Grocery Store.
As I was walking down Life's Highway many years ago, I came upon a sign that read Heaven's Grocery Store. When I got a little closer, the door swung open wide, and when I came to myself, I was standing inside. I saw a host of angels. They were standing everywhere. One hands me a basket and said, my child, shop with care. Everything a human needed was in that grocery store, and what you could not carry, you could come back for more. Well, first I got some patience. Love was in the same row. Farther down was understanding. I need it everywhere I go. I got a box or two of wisdom, and faith a bag or two. And charity, of course, I would need some of that too. I couldn't miss the Holy Ghost because it was all over the place. And then some strength and courage to help me run this race. My basket was getting full, but I remembered I needed grace. And then I chose salvation, for salvation was free. I tried to get enough of that to do both you and me. Then I started to the counter to pay my grocery bill, for I thought I had everything to do the Master's will. As I went up the aisle, I saw prayer, and I just had to put that in too. For when I'd step outside, I'd run right back into sin, and I'd know what to do. Well, peace and joy, they were plentiful, and the last thing on the shelf. Song and praise, they were hanging near, so I just helped myself. Then I said to the angel, "How much do I owe?" He smiled and said, "Just take them everywhere you go." Again I asked, "Really now, how much do I owe?" The angel spoke and said, "My child, Jesus paid your bill a long, long time ago."
Well, if that's not good news, I don't know what is. That's what Something to Believe In is all about, is telling people there is something to believe in. And most of all, we must believe that the battle is not ours. It belongs to God. And don't go around trying to defeat the devil, because he's already been defeated. And it's not your battle to defeat him. It's your battle to believe that he's already been defeated. Okay? And today, maybe you're down and out. Maybe you need a little strength and a little courage and a little sunshine coming your way. Well, here's a great, great song. And I want you to take it to your heart and trust it and believe it. As Martha says, that he was there all the time.
Thank you.
He was there all the time. He'll be there all the time because he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lo, I'll be with you all the way, even to the very end. Well, we haven't done this song for a little while, so let's go and do it right now. This one says, I want us to walk the last mile together. Let me ask you a question this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning, 7 a.m. here on 99.5, reaching out in many different areas, across many different networks and into the homes, the convalescent places. But, you know, there's a lot of folks today that are just very unhappy. I heard a fellow say the other day, and he made a statement, made me to think about this. He said, I feel like God is unhappy with me. Well, I want to address that this morning. And maybe you're there and maybe you're feeling like that God is unhappy with you. Well, according to the Bible, that just isn't right. According to the Bible said that God made you. He created you from the dust of the earth and he formed you just like him. And he made you in his likeness and in his image. And he breathed into your nostrils and you became a living soul. And you know, according to the Bible, he looked upon everything and said, it's good. In other words, God was well pleased with everything that he made. Well, and my mind goes back to Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 22, verse 24. It reads like this, But the Father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and let us be merry. For this my son was dead, but he's alive again. He was lost and is found, and they begin to be merry. Now, do you think the father was unpleased or unhappy with that son? You remember the Bible said it was a young son that went to his father and said, Father, give me my portion. Well, first of all, it wasn't his place to ask for his portion because he could not receive his portion until after the father had died. Well, God's never died, and if you want to go there, but let's not go there this morning. But anyhow, the young boy went into the far country, and there the Bible said he spent all that he had with righteous living. In other words, he went to the very bottom of the barrel. Now, it was a possibility that that prodigal son was feeling the same way in the far country. He felt like God was unhappy with him, and he felt like the father was unhappy with him. But my friend, when we read the scripture here, we don't find an unhappy father. We don't find one sitting drooling over the past. But the Bible said, notice in verse 22, but the father said to the servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Now, does that sound to you like an unhappy father? Does that sound to you like that someone that doesn't love you? You see, God made you. God created you in his likeness and image, and God loves you. He loves you. He cared for you. The Bible said he loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son to whosoever would believe in him would never perish but have everlasting life. Because God is about relationship with you. And that's what this is all about here. This is a father longing, looking, and waiting for a son. A son that's went to the far country. A son that has spent time in righteous living. A son that has dibbled and dabbled in the world. But my friend, just because you're like that doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. You see, it gives your father great happiness to give you the kingdom according to the Bible. And today that you have just got to believe that. According to Hebrews 11 and verse 6, the Bible said it's our faith that pleases God. Because the Bible said without faith it is impossible to please God. Now, it took a lot of faith, a lot of courage, and a lot of strength for that prodigal son to get up and go back to his father and say, Father, I have sinned to get heaven. I've sinned against you. I am no longer worthy to be called thy son, but make me as one of thy hired servants. You see, once he made up his mind to go back to the heavenly father, all of a sudden happiness began. And you know, today I'd say to you, my friend, God loves you. And God's not unhappy because you're living in sin, but God is not well pleased. He's not well pleased that you're living that way. That's why he wants to make a change in your life, but it's also the reason you've got to make the choice. He gave you some great opportunities here, and one of those great opportunities was to make the right choice, go back to the Heavenly Father and say, Father, I've sinned against heaven, I've sinned against thee, and I know that that will make the Father pleased. He will kill the fatted calf. He will bring forth a ring. He will place a robe up on your shoulder because he said you were dead, but now you're alive again. And they begin to be happy and begin to make merry. And not only did they make merry, but the Bible said there's rejoicing in heaven over that one soul without repentance. So today, if you feel like that God is unhappy with you, I'm here to tell you God loves you. And God's always happy regardless of your circumstances or situation. When you come back to him, that makes God happy.
saints of every race shall behold his face. With him in their heaven city, ever to proclaim, what a lovely name.
Sitting there thinking, you know what makes me happy is when you're happy, when we can come on the radio at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning, and we've been able to do that down through the years, and my God has really richly blessed the radio broadcasts, and it's been a little bit slow, but we're not going to worry about that because we've had a lot of people stood with us, stood for us, and I've always believed that God before us, there's no power that could ever stand against us, and I know that you're going to do what you can do to keep the ministry going. I'll tell you, I want to live a happy life. I want to be happy, and I want to make people happy. And my logo in life is, if I can just touch somebody along the way, then my living has not been in vain. Well, let's go right back now. See, we got a little bit more time here. I was thinking short sermons gives us just a little bit more time to preach and to sing for you. So this one said, I'm climbing higher or flying higher than I've ever been.
The bird has a broken wing. It will never fly higher anymore. Let me tell you what I know. That's not always so. For once I lay helpless and so I fell from above like a wounded dove, with no hope of ever climbing again. But with grace from above and God's marvelous love, I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Higher than I've ever been. Higher than yesterday's sin. There eagles can't soar. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Well, I fell by the way. Life's wounded prey. And oh, Satan, like a vulture, swept low. In my darkest hour, he came to devour what was left of my dying soul. As low as I could get, but God not finished yet. He seemed more good than I had ever saw in me. Now I live above the doubt, so high in the clouds that I can't see.
I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. There eagles can't soar. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher.
Our Father, as we come to the close of the broadcast today, we pray for the unseen audience. We know and realize, Lord, there's in our country today, there's much suffering, there's much pain, much affliction. But, Lord, we know that you're still God. You're still in control. There's none like you. We know today that there's many unhappy people, homes that are broken, seem like trouble on every hand. But, Lord, we pray today that you'll use us, spend us, that we might be able to do what you are calling us to do. And Lord, we thank you for these that have stood behind us, those that have supported, those who have helped us in the time of need, and those right now that are trying to decide. Lord, we pray that they'll make the right decision, because this broadcast is important to a lot of people. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that we've been able to touch a life, and lives have touched us down through the years. So we pray a very special blessing upon them. Bless this broadcast. And bless those that are listening today. Bless those that give. Bless those that have not to give. And we'll give you praise for it. In Christ's name we pray, amen and amen. Well, neighbors, it has been good to be with you today. We pray that somehow or another, God, that we have been a blessing in your homes. We know that you need that blessing. I don't know about you, but I need it. I just need God to share his blessings out on me right often, because I get down. I get discouraged. But God is always a picker-up God, ain't he? Well, we love you. We appreciate you. Write to me this week. Help me if you can. But pray for us. Maybe you'd like for us to be in your church. Well, give me a call or write me a letter. We'll see what we can do about that. But until we meet you in the air or by the radio next Sunday, goodbye, be good. May God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
I had never dreamed of, but for this water my Lord had to die. He said, I thirst, yet he made the river. He said, I thirst, yet he made the sea. I thirst.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God.